Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself. We gotta do it together. A life of wealth. We living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV. Yeah, we getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Be patient. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Okay, then. Good morning, TNT. I don't know what happened to Ray.
He fell off already. So we can give him a minute, see if he's going to come back. Okay. Well, let's get cracking then. I don't think he sent anything out because nothing happened. Because it was a super fantastic holiday. Oh, there he is. All right.
Yeah, nothing went out. Looks like we have a microphone challenge on the other line.
All right, we'll work with it. Let's see.
Okay. Nothing went out.
All right, guys. It was a nice, quiet holiday weekend. And for Iraq, it continues on to the 28th. Just like we said, we wanted them to submit the budget before the holiday, like they said. Didn't happen like we expected. But it's okay. They're still working on it. Going to submit it. We wanted them to complete their government. They say they're going to do that right after the holiday. They're going to do the budget right after the holiday. It's going to be part of Parliament's next session after the holiday. They still haven't said what day or what time, but it is coming up. So we know that. They are working on it. They are redoing the budget. And they put out an article last week. They put out one today. Both saying they're redoing the budget at around the $40 a barrel rate is what they decided to use. They do see the future looking brighter because oil continues to climb, and they think it'll be even higher next month. We didn't think we were really going to see this until, what we say, the end of the month. First week in June. That's what we've been seeing. That's what it's pointing towards, which is next week. Hopefully they get it together and make it happen. The only other thing is they did talk to the banks, and they have concluded that nothing will happen until the first week in June, is the information I got from them. And that is what they're preparing for right now. Not today, not tomorrow, not Friday. They said they are preparing their people for the first week in June. Because even if they submit the budget on Friday, which they won't, since it's a holy day, it still has to be approved. It still has to go to Parliament to be approved, and that's not going to happen in one day. But it could happen next week. And we can see this thing start to go. We know the 1st of June, the price of oil will go up because the barrels that they deliver will go down, which is going to help it go up. Plus, more and more countries are opening up. So it's all good news. We just got to bide our time. All right, Ray, let's do it. Excuse me.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep, got you.
All right, let's see. We'll go right to some board questions. Jim and KC says, are there any new exchange procedures regarding the limits on any of the currencies?
Nope. We haven't gotten any new limits or procedure changes. Talked to him yesterday.
Right.
So, no, what?
Okay.
Oh.
Any new surprises from the banks or other sources since Friday that you may have forgotten to mention?
Nope. I told you everything I knew on Friday.
Crusher,
I didn't get anything. Huh?
Okay. Crusher 13 says, has Iraq finalized the last 5 to 7 members of their cabinet so others don't have to fill in like you announced a week or two ago?
That's what they said now they're going to do right after the end of the holiday, but they haven't set a specific day or time. Just say they're going to do it during the next session, but they did say they were going to try and vote on all of them at one time. They did list the names so far who they thought it might be, but we'll see what happens. They're still fighting through it.
All right, Spec One says, during your negotiations with the people in charge of the contract rate, are you able to put pressure on the new people in charge to get them to live up to your previous agreement?
No, far as I know, they are living up to it. As far as the percentage, like I said, they're changing the structure where before the bank was saying anybody who walked in and asked for the contract rate would get the $28.50, and they were just going to pass it out. Here it is, first come, first serve. Now they're saying that the banks, I guess, and I don't know if it's all banks, but at least one bank, is going to pass it out, but they've structured it so whoever has the most and whoever is going to partner with them for the longest gets the largest amount. But everybody will get some, and that's why they came out with the $6 rate for anybody that just walks in to ask for the contract rate. They got $100,000 and they ask for the contract rate, they should get $6 rate, $600,000, and they're going to let them go. But they know they're just going to spend it anyway. But somebody who got $60 million and is willing to negotiate will get between $18 and $28.50, depending on your negotiation. But they're still going to give out, as far as I know, I haven't got anything different from the Treasury, and we are monitoring the banks, the percentage that was agreed upon. All right. Okay, right.
All right, Sunstar says, number one, will the auctions be shut down before, after, or the same day that Iraq revalues their dinar?
I have no idea. As far as I know, they're shut down now. They're not using cash when they are doing. They were shut down for weeks. They should shut down the same day completely and be done with it on the day they revalue the currency.
Okay. Is there any CBI finance news or political news on the fields and coins you can share?
There's nothing on the fields and coins. There's no loads and arms being passed out. There's no announcements being made about the fields and coins. All they're talking about right now are the options they have to take care of the crisis, which is float the dinar, which they don't want to do, or go get loans, external loans, because they've already got internal loans. That's all they're talking about right now.
Okay. Are the protests still going on in different cities in Iraq?
I got the sniffles, guys. So, anyway, yes, protests are going on. They are identifying people, and the new prime minister is letting the people, they have the right to protest without getting shot and killed. So he's letting them know that he's supporting their protests. Yeah.
All right. Big Ed says, a friend asked me if everyone will get different 800 numbers since that is what he had read on the internet. What is correct?
Let me see. There's 10, 20 million denarians, at least 10 million. I don't know that they're going to make 10 million 800 numbers. No. Each region will have its own 800 number, and the banks already have 800 numbers if you just want to find out what their rate is for the day. But as far as us scheduling, each region will get their own 800 number.
All right. Mac0929. That's for those people still having issues with Blog Talk, if they copy the link from the forum post and paste it into a new browser, it works fine. Clicking the link through Twitter is where I run into the issues, he says. It says, for those who are clicking on the link that we put in Twitter, and if it's not running the blog talk for you properly, then go on the forum and grab it and copy and paste it and put it in a new browser, and that should work for you. Okay, we'll go to live folks. First caller, 281 area code. You're on.
Hello, Tony and Ray. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm fantastic.
Super fantastic.
To the Instagram.
Good, good. So, Tony, I did have two questions, but I think you answered one of them, because I was going to ask you, how do we know that they are working on the budget? But you came out and said that there were some articles that came out that shared that information about them making changes and all of that. So, well, I guess my first question is, if they are predicting that the rate that they're going to, well, the amount, dollar amount for the oil is going to be based off the $40, then the dinar rate that we will probably be getting, the market rate, rather, it would still be around the $3 and something, correct? On the market.
That is still the rate that's on. What did you say, Ray?
I didn't say anything.
Oh, that is still the rate that's on the bank screens, yes. So they
okay.
haven't adjusted that.
Okay. And so when is – so the holiday, Eid holiday, I guess, is over – is it already over, or is it the 1st of June when it's over?
It's over tomorrow, the 28th.
Tomorrow. Oh, okay. Yeah. So all of this looks like it's coming together around about the same time. So with the bank saying that it will be sometime next week, I guess, or the first week of June, rather, when they start bringing people in, so I guess this obviously this information is coming from up above. What, in your mind, would make them, if they were so gung-ho about last week, so it just seems like to me they're waiting on Iraq to do their thing then. It, I mean, because that's why I wasn't understanding last week when they said they were going to do it, and we know Iraq hadn't even, you know, permitted the budget or anything to Parliament. So more than likely you think that that's why they're waiting until all of that is done, and then they'll bring us in? Is that in your opinion?
Okay. In my opinion, well, first of all, let me correct you. I didn't say they're going to bring us in next week. See, they're getting geared up to do this. So
okay.
Not necessarily. You know, I did have one person called me, which I hope he's listening, because he called me on Friday and told me that the bank had called one of his friends and that they had an appointment to do their exchange today. And I said, well, call him back because I want to talk to him, which they obviously didn't do. That's why I said, I hope he's here listening, especially since he told me the person lives in Sacramento. So I want to clear that up. First of all, and the second thing is, let me reinstate something I tell you all the time. Tony is smarter than the average bear. Okay? I'm just messing with you. But listen,
I've been saying it
and mentioning it and repeating it, that nothing can happen until the budget goes through. At least
right.
it has to be submitted and proved for that can happen. Well, the
right.
banks and all these gurus last week thought Iraq would live up to what they said and submit the budget before the holiday. And that's why I always keep saying they got a plan and they say they're going to do something, but that don't mean they're going to do it because they didn't do
right.
it.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
if they did, this whole situation would be different. But they haven't even finished it because, remember, they were going to go with a $30 rate and it didn't change.
Right.
Now they're saying they're going to go with the $40. And before that, I said, I figured we need to be around $40 for our rate to stay the same. Well, now they're going with the $40, not the $30. But
wow.
They still have to shift money around, make decisions. Who do we cut? Who do we give a little bit more now because of our global situation or our situation in the country because of the virus? But what programs do we cut out? And those are the decisions that they're making. And once they get it done, they're going to submit it to Parliament. Parliament is going to look at it and say, nope, yes, nope, yes. And they're going to go back and forth, even though they're saying they can get it done in 10 days or quicker. We'll see, because they say a lot of things and do a lot less than what they say. But it's more likely if they submit it right after the holiday, that's what they're saying. They didn't say on Saturday, on Sunday, or Monday. They just keep saying after the holiday. Well, okay, after tomorrow is after the holiday, and we don't really know if that's Tuesday of next week or Thursday of the week after that. They're going to say we did after the holiday. But once they submit it, their new prime minister is saying we're going to get it done quick. And that's why I always said first part of June, you know, end of May, first part of June. But by the middle of June, they should have it submitted, approved, and looking for it to actually go into effect on the 1st of July. Because 2 months ago, they told us they're going to do a six-month budget, July through December. Remember we discussed all that? Well, what 6 months is it? May through August or July through December? And, again, we know it's July through December. That doesn't mean the RV has to wait till July. It just means they have their numbers. They know when it goes into effect. And the RV could occur any time once they have that submitted and finalized. I think we could see it.
So, okay, so two more questions. One, the first one is the country open yet over there to where – you know, they'll be able to go to the banks and all of that due to this COVID? I mean, are they ready to go?
I don't know. Today was their day. It got extended until the 27th, which is today. So we'll see what happens, if they're fully open or not.
Okay. So if they go to, just say hypothetically, July to December or whatever you just said, and we know the rate, you know, they have the final rate in there. Will it go to the Gazette at that time once they finalize it right away?
Once they approve it, that's what I said, we don't have to wait till July. As soon as they agree on it, vote on it, and pass, then yes, it should become law.
Oh, okay, so then it would be public, I guess you could say. Everybody in the world would know, not just in Iraq.
Right.
And if that's
everybody
the case,
in the world.
So then if that's the case, regardless of what they do over there, after that's in the Gazette, the United States can move forward with letting us go or whatever if we wanted to exchange. That would make sense, right?
That would make sense. So this is what banker told me. This is what's going to happen. They're going to approve it. We're going to know it's finalized, approved. The banks are going to start exchanging because the bank says when it's publicly known, they feel the rate is going to drop like a dead weight. So they want to get us in and out 10 days before the rate becomes publicly known and drops. Now, that's what they think. Now, by drop, that could mean, hey, we can't do the contract rates anymore. We got to go by 4X and do whatever we got to do. Because what will happen is once it becomes public and we already know all the funds and investors and everybody else is going to jump on it because it's going to be like an IPO and it's going to go up and then come down. Now, again, the bank says it's going to drop like a dead weight. Our council member told us they had stop gaps going both ways, up and down, so that that wouldn't happen, but people could see it. So, again, they're saying two different things, and we're just going to see what happens, which won't matter because we're going to be smart about it either way.
Well, even if it drops like dead weight, it's still going to drop back down to the 3-something that we're expecting anyway for the market, right? It's not going
right.
to go past that. Okay. So,
I don't see it going right. past that. That's where they're going to stabilize it at.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, those were my questions. I guess we'll wait and see what happens. And I guess if push comes to shove, we wait no longer than hopefully the 1st of July, if anything. I mean, I know June is not here, but we still got to wait for them to approve it and go back and forth on the decisions on what they're going to approve in it. So that put us somewhere in the middle of June, possibly. And then we'll go from there and see what happens. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
404 area code, you're on.
Hi, Tony, and hi, Ray. Again, appreciate your helping us connect the dots. They keep trying to put things into perspective. You know, months and months ago, you were getting us geared to expect that once this happened, there would be a couple of hour delay as the currency dealers and the bankers, exchange centers get prepped. Is that still in play? Or are they saying, you know, we need a little bit of period for getting prepped for the crowds coming in, or are they even addressing that issue anymore?
Well, they're not getting ready today, if that's what you're asking. They're still going to have to get their people in, be ready when they think this is going through, or they get the notice before we do. Dealers are going to get a notice an hour ahead of time, supposedly within an hour, so they can stop selling currency and don't get caught up in the transaction. That's all the notification they're going to get, though. They're not going to tell them.
Okay.
Now, everybody else, people work at the UN, the Pentagon, places where dignitaries come in, do their exchanges, they're going to know a day or two before it happens because that's how they got their notifications last time. So when they're exchanging diplomats, they're giving them the correct rates and currencies of that day. So a few people get heads up before it's announced.
Okay. And are they still anticipating to try to get all of this handled in a short period of time, 10 days plus or minus? Are they talking about that, of wanting to get us that have been watching this done before it gets out to the general public? Are they still pointing to that, or has that changed?
They're still saying it, but again, you know, social distancing, everything else. They have to put in some new changes or protections for themselves, which may slow us down. But that was been the plan the whole time, for us to go ahead and go before it got to the general public.
What are your folks telling you with respect to the rapport issues between Kurdistan and Baghdad? Have they gotten pretty much to the point where they are singing Kumbaya in tune with one another, or are they still kind of out of sync?
Well, over the weekend, they said they had come to agreements and some articles and numbers.
That was over the weekend. How are they now?
Well, I don't know this morning. They wouldn't answer the phone. But they are supposed to meet tomorrow, so we'll see.
Okay. And lastly, I had seen just one article, so I don't know. You know, I'd like to try to get things verified by at least 2 or 3 different sources before saying this might have some value to it. But there was an article out there talking about that they seem to be getting their act together to go after Mahdi to be tried in international courts. That, you know, they've been recognizing the fact that when he assumed the role, that the Treasury had $20 million or so, and that it was less than $2 million when he left. And the question is what happened to all of that money? Are your folks referencing that? Is that anything that we need to be even worried with, or is that just an interesting sideshow that we can watch if we are interested?
Yeah, it's not going to affect us one way or another. If they go after any of them, Maliki, Mahdi, you know, the other 300, but they are saying they're going to clean up the corruption. There is an article out today saying they're going after him because of things that were done with the demonstrators, and that was based on the UN report, which clearly blames it right on him.
Right. Okay. Interesting times, that's all I can say. And whenever this happens and we can get the word from you, that's what we're looking forward to, is our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project. So we are counting on you to tell us when this happens so that we can count out 10 days from that, and you will tell us that. So, again, appreciate it. Have yourself a great, wonderful, where is it, Wednesday? Wealth coming to us Wednesday, I guess. Okay. Thanks.
All right, take care. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
214 area code. Well, let me try it again. There we go.
Yes, I'm on.
You're on, 214.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning. Good afternoon. Just a couple of questions about the exchange. You talked on Friday that it's a new way, new change of plans, big monkey wrench in the deal, that we're going to get go see one person, sign an NDA, go to another person, get our currency account, go to another person, and get whatever rate we can get out of them. Is that still the case of that set in stone, if that's the way it's going to happen?
Well, that's what they said last week, is how they're going to do it. You're at least going to see three people doing it 30 minutes.
Okay, well, when they count our money, are we going to get to see our money? You taught us to never let that money go out of your side when you exchange. So, do you got anything on that?
I'm pretty sure they're going to let you see it. You count it right
I'm
there.
I'm pretty sure they're going to have to, or they're not going to get it. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you what you do is you count it before you go in there. But regardless of what they say, you know how much you have. So. I'm going to go count.
Yeah, my
again.
Word against them. That's like
exactly.
A police officer in front of a judge. Yeah. Okay.
Well,
thanks
this is what happens, guys.
Fine job. Go ahead. Okay.
All right. When you go to the bank and you go buy some currency, and what they do is they tell you how many 5,000 notes, how many 10,000 notes, how many 100,000 notes, and they break it down for you. And then say, okay, this is how your 10 or 2 million or 4 million is made up. This is how many of each note that we gave you, this is what it equals. You need to do
yes.
the same thing. When you're going to
I got the checklist right here, got everything I got it, I'm ready to go. Just waiting for
okay.
it, just like you are.
And then,
yes,
then there's no guesswork, or did I count it wrong, or anything else. You
yeah,
already
there's no,
tell
it's all,
me, you know how many
I know exactly what I got. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And you are the smartest bear in the world. You know that? I think you are.
Okay.
Y'all have a good one. Thank you very much. All right. Bye.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. 202, Eric, you are on.
Hello there. How you doing?
Greetings. Fantastic.
All right,
sir.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yes, I was listening to your show last Friday when I was driving back home from North Carolina, and I couldn't hear everything. But I have a thing where they were talking about to get the contract rate on the dinar, you have to have a project. Well, I don't have no project. If I go to the bank and tell them, look, I got $11 million in dinar, and I want the $28.50, and I want to put it all that into a project. Will you sit there giving the whole $28.50 for the whole $11 million? But I'd be putting away like almost like $300 million, and I want to put it away for 10 to 20 years at least.
Okay, so the contracts are 2, 3, and 5 years. And then you'd have to renew them, whatever you're doing. I don't know what their minimum amount is because he hasn't broken that down to us of, you know, who gets what. But you make them off, you negotiate. And $10 million may be the break point where you get the the $18 instead of $28. I don't know what it is, to tell you the truth. When I find out, I'll tell you guys, because either they're going to tell us right before they start, because they surely don't want everybody calculating it right now, or one of our own members is going to come and tell us, hey, I went and did my transaction, this is what we got, and we're going to put it out there so everybody knows. Either way, we'll find out.
Okay, so if I have Dome 2, but I wouldn't put away all of the Dinar if I get that whole $28.50 for long term, but you say that's going to negotiate. Okay.
Okay, let's do this. Let me break this down for you guys. I'm negotiating with you, all right? I'm the bank. You got 10 million Dinar. You got 50 million Dong. Three Zim notes. If I'm negotiating with you, I'm negotiating on the whole package, as you should be too, because that gives you more credibility, more money to negotiate with. So my negotiating is, hey, if I give you, you know, 30 million of my dong to work with, if I give you one of these Zim notes and I give you my Dinar, and we do it for 3 years, that's going to be more than just my Dinar. So now I want the $28.50. Now I want the highest rate I can get for the Dong. Now I want the highest rate I can get for the Zim, because it's a package deal. I'm not just going to negotiate the Dinar at $28.50, and then they just give me the street rate on the Dong or Zim, and they say, well, no, because guess what? Once you convert it, it's all green dollars. We're looking for how much of the green dollars you're going to leave here and do business with. And the more of that you do, then the higher rates I can give you across the board.
Okay. Thank you. Well, I know I was doing something wrong. You made it much clearer for me.
Okay, now, absolutely putting this out there, I'm not a financial advisor, but I'm telling you, that's my opinion, and it is clearly what I plan on doing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give you everything I have. Put it all together, the package. Okay. All right. I appreciate everything you've been saying to me, because I know you make good sense. And I know what I was doing was a little wrong, so I'm glad I talked to you about that.
Okay.
Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right.
512 area code, you are on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, I was just trying to see if I could get like an email. I was trying to email you some information. I have a guy that owns Audi here in Austin, Bentley, and Maserati dealership. And when we were just talking over the weekend, I mentioned I knew somebody who was going to purchase some, and he said he may be able to give you a great deal if you wanted to talk to him, and I was going to try to email you his information.
Yeah, but will he give me a great deal today and let me pay him later is the question. No, I'm just joking.
He might. You never know until you go.
No.
So you may want to check it out.
What'd you say, Ray?
I said not.
No,
not. That means he's not going to do it. But anyway, okay, Ray will send me your number. I'll call you afterwards. But thanks, guys.
Okay.
I appreciate that. Anybody that can help us, you know, through this, I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay. 610, Erica, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It's G-Man NPA.
How you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And it's
another Well, let me ask you a question.
Dynamite.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead, Tony.
Before you get started. Because you're doing so good. How was your weekend, man?
Very good. Very good. was with a couple veterans. There was a very small procession of vehicles, not a big parade, but we did get together, a few of us, and remembered those who gave it all so that we could be free here. So thank you very much. How about yourself?
It was great, man. Great. I just want to say thank you again for your service, and I appreciate it. All right.
Absolutely. You're very welcome, and I hope that you feel better here soon.
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right,
Ray.
Thank you, sir. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome, Tony.
828 area code. You are on.
Good afternoon. Good morning, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Yeah, I got a couple of questions here in the scenario. I have dong, dinar, and zim. Do you know what bank will handle all currency so I can get an account open before I go in?
You said, do I know a bank that will handle all the currencies?
Yeah, so I can open an account ahead of time.
Oh, I think Wells Fargo is saying they're going to handle all the currencies.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, now, let's see. Since I'm married, do both of us have to go in at the exchange to sign the NDA or just one?
Supposedly what we've been told, both of you need to go in.
Okay, great. And this is my little scenario I'm thinking. When negotiating for a contract rate, instead of having to go for the nonprofit project, could I offer a higher exchange rate? I mean, last I heard it was going to be around 0.5%. I want to be able to access my money to invest and not have it tied up. So I was thinking maybe 2-3%. Does that sound like something feasible?
Okay. So here's the thing. You're negotiating your interest rate. You're negotiating
the contract rate.
Yeah, you're negotiating the contract rate. You're negotiating your interest rate. As far as exchange fees, if that's what you're saying, you want to offer them 2-3% fees for doing the exchange, I'm sure they would take that. I would never offer that, but anybody's going to take money. But I don't know, they're not going to give you the contract rate based on 2-3% exchange fees, because that doesn't benefit them.
Right. Well, I was thinking from there I could negotiate how much I would keep in their bank to make sure I get like a 10% interest rate on all my family accounts. And then on any loans I take from them, also, you know, a 1% to 2% rate.
Well, yeah, you can say, I mean, I don't want the contract rate because I don't want to tie up my money. But I will leave 70, 80% in here, but I want 10% interest rate. I mean, it's a negotiation.
Okay, well, that sounds good. I appreciate your advice.
All right. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
217 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning and afternoon. I was wondering if they change the rates, how this will help us on our national debt. Because you'd said one time they had enough in there that would pay the national debt on the exchange rate of what the government owns.
Well, let's do this. Hold on a second.
Okay.
I don't. There's a lot of people out there trying to tell us how much dinar the government has. I really don't know how much the government has.
Okay.
I know the calculations and what they're trying to do with it and using it as a reserve currency, everything else. What I can tell you is during the Kuwait conversion, it was used to wipe out our national debt. That's how Clinton wiped out our national debt. I know it was going to be used, and the initial plan was to do that even back in 2003, applied to the national debt. That's why George Bush always said it will pay for itself. Now,
Yeah. You
got to remember, you guys can Google this, look at it yourself. Right now, today, we have $22 trillion is our national debt.
Right.
Highest than it's ever been, $22 trillion. I don't know that Iraq's money is going to wipe out $22 trillion like it did back then, Kuwait, because it was only $8 trillion, I think, not $22 trillion. And it's going
to
be applied to the economy and everything else. So I'm not saying it's going to wipe out our national debt.
Yeah. Will the dong help to wipe out the national debt also?
It will all help. Okay?
That's what I was.
Because we have it and we're making it, and we all have it and going to pay taxes and put businesses in and everything else. So it all helps. Is the dong and everything else designed for that, for the same reasons that the dinar is? The dinar was there first for us to benefit, because during the initial plan, the dong wasn't there. The ZIM wasn't there. When we added it in from the GCR, it was a benefit. It wasn't a plan.
Now, when we change the rates the way they're wanting to do now, is going to have quite an effect on the national debt, on what they've got in reserve then, too.
Well, the rate is always going to do that based on how much the government has. It's going to do that. What we're doing, or if they change the contract rates, and we don't know, the government is not going at $3. They're going to probably go at the contract rate for everything they have, because that would be the first negotiation for them to get the contract rate on theirs, and we're going to sit it there for that time. That make sense?
Yes, it does. Now, when you go in, or I go in, and I've got both dinar and dong, how many million to get the contract rate do you have to have, or up to so many million, say, on each one, the dinar or the dong?
Do you have to have? I don't know. Like I said, if you're getting the $6 contract rate, and that's what they said, and again, we don't know that every bank is restructuring it like this. I really only know of this one, and it is a major bank. But that's on anybody. You come in, first come, first serve. Okay. You got $100,000 I'll give it to you. You got $1 million, I'll give you the $6 rate. I don't know in their package where they start issuing out the 18 through the 28. Because I haven't gotten that breakdown. He just told me it was 18 to 28. That's all.
I thought originally they wanted to help the smaller ones, so they was giving them the contract price more than the ones that's got millions and billions.
Okay. Is that right? Yeah, that was the committee, the council. That was the Treasury coming out. That was our people at the Pentagon and the guys who were writing the rules. That's what they wanted to do. Because they didn't want, you know, guys become super rich and do that. But now the bank is saying, hey, we want to make some money. So they want to go back and renegotiate with them and say, well, we want to break it down like this. We're still going to give out the percentage you agree, but to different people who are going to let us hold on to it.
Yeah.
So now the bank is getting involved in the payout structure so they can get some benefit from it.
But even though that, let's say you take the dong and you get a 2-for-1, so to speak, and if you only get 1% and you've got enough of them for your interest, why worry about it? Because you got more than you can use anyway.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are going to have more money than they can use, more money they can spend in a lifetime if they're spending it wisely, but they still want all they can get. Because I want all I can get, every single dime, because it's not about me. Because I'm trying to create generational wealth, something for the next 10 generations, because they're not going to have the opportunity that I have. So I have to try to plan for them. Everybody may not be doing that. Some people just care, you know, sure, I got 10 years left. How much can I spend the next 10 years? I got mine. Let them get theirs. So it just depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
And then those 10 years turn into 10 days, and he says, oh, I goofed.
It could happen. I don't know.
No. Being in my 80s, I do not want it all in my name. I want it in my kids and so forth, with stipulation that they don't spend it all. They use the interest, like you guys have always said.
Well, you can always set it up for that. And remember, and I don't think it's fair. I just don't think so. But he told me they were going to use people's age in determining who they gave them larger amounts too. Unless you go sit down there, this is my plan. I got a plan. I'm going to work my plan here, and this is how you benefit. And they see you understand what you're doing, they may do it. But if somebody who's your age, 80, just walks in there and say, I want the 28.50, why? Because I want it. Then they're probably not going to do it.
Yeah. All right, if you put into education and you use a foundation, is that a project that they like?
I don't know what projects they like. They have a list of their own projects that if you say, hey, I'm going to put it in here, they got no choice but to give it to you. They pick the project, you're willing to do it, and the time. Then go ahead, which I don't care because I don't have to worry about it. But if I have my project, I got to somehow convince this guy who's getting paid $20 an hour, $30 an hour, has no idea how to run a business or how to run a nonprofit or anything else himself, or he wouldn't be sitting on the other side of that desk. But then he's going to determine whether I know what I'm talking about or not. So I don't know how that's fair, but that's how they got it set up.
Yeah. Well, every type of a situation of self-employed is all different, too. You know.
I agree.
One guy,
And if you've never been self-employed, you never created a business, you never even had to put together a business plan, how are you going to tell me if mine's good enough or not?
Right. Yep. Yeah, I've been self-employed for over 60 years.
Well, so, I'm halfway there. I've been self-employed for 30 years.
Yeah.
So, thank you for paving the way. I appreciate it.
But I appreciate all that you guys are doing, and glad I stayed awake this time because I dropped the phone, you know, a couple times ago.
Okay.
All right,
thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
God things to all of you, and hope that everybody does what we're all following. Spend the interest. Leave the rest alone.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care,
thank you, sir.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 386 area code, you are on.
Good afternoon, Gray, and good morning, Tony. How are you today?
Good afternoon, sir.
Good morning.
Wow, that's great. So am I. I only have one question for you, Tony. When you send out our notices that the 800 numbers are out, are you going to have all the rates for all the Zins, Dungs, Dinar, and all that? There will be the rupiah.
Well, I hope to have all the rates because, I mean, I have them today. I know they're going to be busy once they send them out. But if I can get hold of them and say, give me what's on the screen right now, I will definitely tweet it out to everybody. These are the rates. But I will also tell you to call the bank in your area, call the 800 number. They're going to give you their live rates for every currency anyway, the rates that they recorded that morning. I'll put them up there if I can, but you verify them through them. The only question you should have is contract rate that day. Did they break down who they starts giving to at what level? Because that's the information that we're going to try to get. How much do you have to get the $18? How much do you have to actually get the $28 and see how they broke it down because they haven't given it to us?
Okay. All righty, then I only have one other question for you, Tony. Now, when
okay.
I talked to you last week, I asked you about the $500 million. You had told me that it had a separate rate on it. So I think Ray was wrong, but I'm sure you were right, and I'm sure it does have a separate rate on it. Is that correct
okay.
that you told me that?
I told everybody that because that's what the bank told me. And I tell you I didn't want
okay.
to tell you the rate because it doesn't make sense to me. But anyway, that is what he said.
Well,
it has a different rate. I don't know why.
Okay. I don't care about what the rate is. All I know is it has a separate rate, and that's all that matters.
Okay.
So on that note, gentlemen, and everybody on this call, God bless all of you. So I hope you all had a good holiday. And we'll see you or talk to you again on Friday or when the RV flies. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. 972, there it goes. You're on. 972. Danny.
Hello, Danny and Dennis.
Hey,
sir. Good morning, good morning. Listen, Tony, I had a humorous image in when you were talking about that $17.50 an hour fella. If he gives us any grief, I'm prepared to just lay back in my chair and fold my arms and I say, so you're the one that Tony told us about. Now, he's not going to have a clue. But I'm going to have a satisfaction.
You just say, what?
Of course, you told us not to mention your name in these events anyway, so maybe I won't say. Maybe I'll just say, you're the one I heard about. Okay. Okay, well, good. Listen, this is interesting information, a little different than last time. But my question is this. Do we have, as they limit our abilities and our flexibilities, let's say that I have 20 million dinar. I have reached the cap. Because this also benefits the bank to bless me with $28.50, what if I had an extra 5 million dinar? Do you think they would shoot themselves in the foot and not give me the larger rate if they could?
Well, if they could, I'm sure they would give it to you. But even if they did, say, no, the Treasury said we can only cap it off at 20 million. Well, okay, that's the 28.50. Now, for my next 5 million, are you going to give me the 18? You going to give me the 15? Or are you going to give me the 6? But I'm still going to get some more contract rate. You understand?
Wait a minute.
What I don't want is the $3.61. And I'll say, okay,
right, so
I'm going to take my 5 million dinar to another bank if you're going to do it like that.
That makes sense. Yes, sir. Yeah. But it seemed as they whittle away these options that we've kind of, well, not even for a long term, kind of assimilated into our plan, it does seem like they would be hurting themselves if they didn't lean that direction. So maybe we don't get the 28. Maybe we get the 18. That's motivation, and adjust my plan slightly to move that direction. I would say the same pressure would be applied to the dong. If 50 million is the cap, the max, what about 60? What would they do with that other 10? Yeah, that's good to think on, but I'm going to be looking for that $20 an hour fella and give him some grief if I ever see him.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, thanks a lot.
As soon
go.
As he tells me you can't do that, I'm saying, how do you know? No, don't do that.
Yeah, Tony said.
All right. No,
see
guys.
Thank you.
All right. Take care,
guys. Don't forget they do have a blacklist, so don't go in there arguing, fussing, and fighting. Don't be acting ignorant. It's still business. And the more polite you are, correct your answer out, the more likely you are to get what you want and not be confrontational. Okay.
Okay, 281 area code. You are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
I'm super
thank
fantastic.
You.
Okay.
How are you, Mr. Hi. Ray?
Fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. I was asked by my husband to ask these questions. He's on his way back on post, and you know he can't talk. He said, when you go to the bank, Tony, when it's time to negotiate the interest rate, is it better to get a monthly interest rate or a annual interest rate every 12 months? And if so, will they pay out per year? Do you know? And also the second question is, and if you get a monthly rate, what is a good rate to ask for in your opinion?
Okay, so they are going to give you an annual rate for your money sitting in the bank. They can go up to 10%, which is, you know, phenomenal rate for any bank. You can call the bank today to negotiate. And then how it's paid out is the only thing you want to do. I just want one annual payment. I want to get my payments every month. And
okay.
It depends on what you're doing with your money. I want mine every month because I got to put my interest to work just like my money was working. So now I got my money's money. It's doing me no good if they're paying me $1 million a year instead of that, and I got to wait till the end of the year because they got to collect interest on that $1 million every day. Why don't give me my $100,000, my $80,000 every month, and let me collect interest on it?
Okay. And I sent this to Mr. Ray. My husband had asked me to send it. He went on the Exchange of America, and he seen where there was no Iraqi dinar and no rupiah. They was totally sold out of every kind. My husband wanted me to ask you, do you think this can relate to what's going on with the currency about to exchange, or is just happening because people are buying it so much?
Well, I think it was related to a lot to the fact that countries were on lockdown and shipments weren't being made, things weren't being done, orders weren't going because people just aren't doing anything. They're just sitting around staring in the mirror because nobody knew what to do. I don't think they've cut off any currency as of yet, but the currency dealer should be able to tell you that. Hey, our order didn't come through. We didn't get this. I mean, Travelex is done because Travelex is getting ready to go away. I guess they said they're not going to make it. So that's why they stopped doing the dome. And they weren't ordering anymore. But they're trying to get somebody to buy them out. I don't know what's happening with a particular currency dealer, but they will always tell you if we're just not getting it anymore or we're not going to do it. I don't think they've been notified, because once they're notified, all currency dealers will be notified at the same time, and they will all stop selling it. So, no, it's not because the RVs get ready to happen.
Now, when I went to Wells Fargo this past week, I was buying the Dawn at $37. They went up to $48 this time. So it's gone back up like it used to be. Plus the
$7.
Okay, that's a good thing. Yeah, it went back up for $1 million. And they did allow me to come inside. I called them and told them I wanted to purchase. Do I need to get in the drive-thru line? And they told me, no, just come on, I'm going to let you come in. They allowed me to come in, and I purchased it, and they just told me when it come back in, we'll call you, let you know, and you can come back in and pick it up. And they just say, you know, if you have any kind of transaction with us with the bank, just call. We'll make your appointment either the same day or the next day. And now at another location about 20 minutes away from where I am in Georgia, on the outskirts of Atlanta, they told me, you know, we were going through the drive-thru. Now they're letting everybody just come in. You don't even have to call to ask, you know, what do you do? They just allowing you just to come inside now.
They just open back up.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good thing too, right?
Well, yeah, we want to get open. I mean, we don't want people falling down dead in the street, but we're hoping it's under control and it's safe for us all just to go back and live life normally. I don't know if it will be, but we'll see what happens.
Right. Oh, well, I'm not trying to go out like that. My last question is, now you might get me for this, but in the beginning, my husband was moving pots and stuff around, making him some lunch. So did you say when they were going to submit the budget to Parliament? I know you did, but I didn't get the date. Can I ask you for that?
I didn't give out a date because we don't know the date. They just said after the holiday.
Okay, so I did hear right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's my last question. I thank you all, and you all have a great day, and we're just waiting on something to pop any day
yep.
now.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. 507, Eric.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And you too?
I'm super fantastic, sir.
Nth degree.
My question. It was mentioned in previous calls that you have the means and the documentation to force the hand of the contract rates. I thought it meant at what they were at, the 2850. Now, is that remain the same? Can you argue that and not accept the 6 or 8% and require the 2850?
Well, again, the structure I'm giving you is only coming to me from one bank. I don't know what other banks are going to do. They might just be handing out the 2850 to anybody who walks in. I don't know. So until we learn that, we know we were told that anybody who went in there and asked for it was supposed to get it. I know the bank is trying to renegotiate that deal and only give it out to people who they think know what to do with it or who is going to share it with them so they can make money off of it, which makes sense from the bank's perspective. But if they've already said that and the Treasury agreed to let them pass it out in that way, then they can. But some smaller banks may not have made that same agreement. And I'll tell you guys, even before we knew this years ago, that each bank signed a different agreement with the Treasury as to how this was going to go. So it could be totally different at another bank.
Okay. Was that Wells Fargo, or can you not say?
No, I can't say.
Okay.
And I will say when the RV happens, I'm absolutely say because they're doing it. But right now, I can't say, yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm. Goodbye.
Right. All right. 585 area code. You on?
Hey, good morning, good afternoon. How are you guys doing?
Fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
And yourself?
Okay, I'm well, thank you. I'm calling because I haven't heard much talk about, I guess they're having a deal with Saudi Arabia and Kuwait or stepping in. Can you shed a little bit of light on that for me?
No, what are you asking?
I was reading that I guess Iraq is getting in bed with Saudi Arabia and Kuwait. They were, coming to help bail them out or something like that. Have you heard anything about that?
Okay. So what they're doing right now is trying to move away from Iran and reform a partnership with Saudi Arabia for both the electricity and the water. They also went over and asked Saudi Arabia in June if they could cut back their oil production even more on their portion so Iraq wouldn't have to cut theirs as much and could increase their revenue. So they're asking them to help them in that fashion. They're asking Kuwait to not take their last payment yet because they still owe them a couple billion dollars, and they're saying, can you wait until we're in a better situation, like in January, February of next year, when things have changed and it's easier for us to pay you instead of us struggling trying to do it right now. So by doing that, they're forming their own axis and team there working together, which together we are stronger. And they're simply saying that help us now makes us all stronger later. And we're able to do what we're going to do. Make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Now, has Iraq reached their Article 8 status yet so they can start the international trade?
Well, they've been trading internationally with Iran, for as I know. They've been trading with other countries. So some people say they are and some aren't, but
well, I'm talking about,
happens.
So, so,
I mean, yeah, so they can get on the stock markets and things like that, get back on Forex.
They're going to be back on Forex the moment they RV. Yes.
Okay. Okay, I do thank you. That'll be all for me.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, you guys have a great day.
Okay. 423 area code, you're on.
Good afternoon, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. Appreciate all you're doing.
All right.
I would like to follow up on a previous caller who had the idea that at exchange time, there would be a step by step. The first step, here's my money. They count it. Then they verify it. Then you sign an NDA. Then you talk to someone about getting your return. I want to see that all happen at one place at one time so that I can determine how much I'm going to leave at that bank, because if they're not giving good returns, why would I even want to exchange there? Did he misunderstand? Please comment.
Okay. It is all happening at one place at one time during your appointment. You're going to see three different people. Somebody's job, that's their job. They're going to count it, and it's going to be verified and witnessed. You take that package over to the next person. See what you're going to do with your money, I guess. Then you go to your, because I forgot what his purpose was. Then you go to the wealth manager. He's going to say, we can put your money here. You can leave this. He'll make offers to you. You'll tell him what you want to do. And supposedly, he's the one that's going to give you the rate that you're going to receive. It's the wealth manager when you see what plan you come up with. Now, every single person won't see a wealth manager because they won't qualify to see a wealth manager. But that third person will just tell them, hey, you raised $6 because, you know, we're not negotiating with you because you only have 1,000 dinars. Or 100,000 dinar, or you only have 1 million, and we're not negotiating with people with just 1 million dinar. I don't know what the breakdown is, but it absolutely all happens at one time, is what he's telling you.
Okay, as I understand what you're saying, your verification and your counting process takes place, but you don't agree to exchange until you know what kind of returns they're offering you.
That's right.
That's okay, because I may say, okay, well, how about if I throw in some extra dong, or are you exchanging Zim as well? In other words, when they say, how much do you have, I'm going to say, well, it depends on how much you're going to give, how much I'm going to give you. I want to know a total price before I do anything.
Okay, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to go in, and they're going to say, how much currency do you have, and which currency do you have? And they're actually going to ask you that when you dial the 800 number so they can send you to the right location. You're going to say, I got 10 million dinar, when you really have 50 million. You're going to say, I got 20 million dong, when you really got 100 million. You're going to say, I got one Zim note, when you really have 10 Zim notes. Then when you go to your appointment, you're going to be at the wrong person because he can't negotiate with you. Because now you say, I got four more, I got five more of these, I got this. Oh, I can't do that. You're at the wrong appointment. That's above my pay grade. That's above my level. You should have told him what you had. You went in, so you go to the right guy. That don't mean you have to give it all to him. You're negotiating. But if he doesn't even know what you have up front, why does he want to talk to you?
You're saying tell him everything you have, even if you only intend to give them 20% of it.
You're negotiating, but you can't negotiate with the billion-dollar wealth manager if you tell him you only have $100,000.
Right,
you can't even get an appointment with him.
Right, I understand that. Okay, because I'm in my 70s, if they're saying you're too old, well, you know, I mean, if you've hired a trustee, to manage your portfolio, my age becomes immaterial at that point in time. So that's all a part of negotiations. But I hear what you're saying, and it's helpful.
Well, I don't think your age should be a factor anyway, guys. I didn't even like it when he told me that. How are you going to factor in somebody's age? But when he says when their age comes in and then we need to see if they have the business acumen to do what they say they're going to do or the resource, that then, okay, that might make sense to me. But just to say because you're this age, you know, we're not going to give you this much money because you don't have time for your plan to work. I don't see how anybody can say that.
If I have my choice between a bank that says I'm going to evaluate your plan versus a bank that says I'm giving you $2,850, well, I'm going to the $2,850, period, and bypass that other stuff. Now, if the bank that you've talked to has projects, if I can take 25 to 50% after exchange and leave the rest with them to work, well, that's better than me just getting the street rate.
That's right.
Still, they have something.
I agree.
They have something at work. Yeah.
You got the higher rate to go with, and you got interest on what they're doing. So, yeah, that's better than the street rate.
I mean, the street rate, you're locked in. That's all you got. So if you can walk with at least that much. Did he give any indication, you mentioned 2, 3, 5 years, whatever, to lock it in as far as I'm concerned. Longer is better because you got a contract, and if it's one you like, it's great. But what kind of returns are they talking about? Did he mention that?
No, that's what you're going to negotiate because it's based on the length of time and the risk factor that you want them to use in your project.
So if a standard walk in the bank, if you've got enough money, is 10% a year, negotiating with a larger amount, you're going to be looking at more than that, I would be thinking.
And it could. All I know is, well, they told them they could offer up to 10%. Don't let you walk out the bank with that money. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's getting 10%. Again, the guy with a million dinar, $6 million, they're not going to give him 10%. But a guy with $60 million, they may. Now, the guy with $6 million still is not going to get the 1%. He may get 2%, 3%, 4%, but he's not going to get the 10%.
I called and spoke to a wealth manager at Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, and I named a figure, and he said, well, that's above my pay grade. I'd have to send you downtown because this was a suburb branch. And then I mentioned another figure, and he said, oh, I'd have to send you over to Nashville for that because that's beyond Chattanooga, so you'd have to go to a bigger place still. And I said, I don't want to walk over there. I don't want to drive over there. I want to get this done. He said, it can be done electronically. You can have an electronic meeting with them. You know, we can make the introduction, and you can deal with a wealth manager remotely. And I thought, okay, that's doable then, because this is not the first. You know, once I do my personal, then we need to move on to charitable stuff with trusts and so on.
Once you have your account open, listen, you'll never have to go to the bank again. And they're going to tell you that. That's the first thing. You never have to go to a bank again. They will send a banker to your house, computer in tow. You'll open it up. You sit right there. You do everything you want to do. They will come to you from that point on.
I like to hear those things, Tony.
It's one of the benefits when you get the package. Yeah. You no longer do that. And if you want to, again, you won't go to a bank. You'll go to an office building, go in there, and just go to somebody's office, and they'll handle all your banking needs, checks, cash, whatever you need, they'll take care of it right there.
Thank you once again, Tony. We'll chew on what you just said here and see where we end up.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Take care.
Thank you both.
All righty.
All right.
314, area code, you are on.
Hey, guys, how are you this morning, this afternoon?
I'm fantabulous,
sir.
Super
fantastic. Yeah. How you doing?
Oh, hey, go ahead, Ray. Tony, I just... Ray?
Yes.
I thought I cut you off. I said, go ahead.
No, no, we're good.
All right. Hey, Tony, I got...
Go ahead, 314.
I got some questions about this new regulation. You said that's mainly only one bank?
Okay. I said only one bank has told me that's what they're going to do so far.
Okay. And do we still have access to the Lloyd's of London to insure our money?
Well, I would think so. Again, depending on how much you have.
And with them deciding whether or not your age is that you're not being able to handle so much money, is that age discrimination?
I don't know. I don't even know that they're going to tell you what they told me, because I told them. That's not right. But it's part of the formula that they're going to use, because he told me to determine. So they may not tell you that across from him, but that guy's going to be looking, going down this little check sheet and say, oh, no, they're too old to do that. Or, you know, they're not convincing me that they know what they're doing. And I'm saying either way, I think somebody else said it. You know, say, what about Rupert Murdoch? Are you going to turn him down? No, because of his age. What about the fact that you don't even know the industry I'm talking about doing something as a humanitarian project? How do you know it's not going to work? Or how do you know my plan laid out and I said I need 50 people and you said, oh, 50 people can't do that? How do you know? Have you ever done it? Have you ever been involved in a charity? You ever been involved in a lot of questions I would ask. Well, how do you get to decide whether I know what I'm talking about or not? Now, unfortunately, I talk to people all the time. People talk to me all the time. And we probably look at each other and both say, oh, he's nuts. I never give him nothing. But it happens. So I know how they're going to do it.
Okay, and with the and with the virus situation, is there a threat that some banks are going to close if we don't get the economy going within 18 months?
No, I don't know any banks that are going to close. And you guys realize this, first of all, I'm not ever going to be concerned with my money. You know why? Because the banks have already been saved. Before, the banks will always be saved, because if the banks start closing, the whole country collapsed. So they're not going to let that happen. The banks are getting ready to get all of this money that we're talking about having. They're setting up these programs just like we're talking, where they can use our money to make more money on the end, where they can do fractional banking. I'm never concerned with any of the major banks closing at all. And if you're exchanging at the minor ones and you become, you know, a whale in the lake or a whale in the pond, you don't have to be concerned with that anyway, because you're probably going to be on the board. You're probably going to be directing some of those things that happen. But, yeah, that doesn't concern me at all. Our economy is not going to shut down because the banks go out of business. They're never. Just think about this for a minute. Banks would only go out of business if they didn't have money, right? And I use this example
right
all the time so you guys understand. Last year when a year and a half ago when Trump wanted to build the wall, what did they tell him? We don't have any money. When Pelosi wanted to do her projects, what did they tell us? We don't have any money. When they wanted to extend Social Security, what did they say? We don't have any money. There's no money. Where are we going to get the money? The money. But 2 months ago, $2 trillion disappeared out of nowhere. Oh, here's $2 trillion. It was in the garage down there on J Street. We didn't know it. Let's pass it out to the people. We got $2 trillion. Now they're talking about what? Oh, well, let's do another $3 trillion package, pass it out to the people. Where do you guys think this money's coming from that they didn't have 2 years ago and now they have? It came from that printer, and it's worth about as much as anything else is worth. They're just passing it out. We're just using it, and they're just saving us. So they're never going to let the banks close because they will just print more money and say, here's a loan.
And you say you didn't know how many banks are participating in this. You just talked to one bank that was doing this regulations program.
Yeah, I only know one bank that said this is how they're going to do it.
So when the RV happens, if that one bank is standing alone, will you tell us other banks that are not doing it?
Well, we could call banks and see what their programs are and see who's doing it that way and who's not. Yes. And everybody's going to be able to do that. Everybody's not going to go to any one bank anyway. See, some people are going to go to Bank of America, some to Chase, some to Citigroup, that because that's their bank. They've already said they're going to go there. We got a list of 70 banks that were saying they're going to exchange the dinar, 70 different banks. And every one of them is going to get some customers, and they're going to do it a different way. This one major, I'll tell you guys, major bank, he's one of the top five banks, said this is how they're going to do it.
Beautiful. And is it possible, Ray, to find out if U.S. Bank is one of those banks? Because I don't have a Wells Fargo here, and I don't have a Chase.
Yes, when the RV happens, we're going to tell all the banks.
Okay, beautiful, beautiful. Well, guys, stay blessed, and I appreciate your service, even in the military and right now. Talk to you.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right, it's time to wrap up this Hump Day Wednesday.
Well, okay, then. All right, guys. I hope everybody enjoyed their little holiday vacation. It was a great time. Country's opening up. Cities are opening up. Everybody's getting back to life. We look forward to it. So, we know Iraq is the same way. Their holiday's over tomorrow. They're saying they're going to do things after the holiday. Could be as soon as Saturday. Could be next week. But they are planning on getting it done. It's submitted, getting approved. And being in business by the 1st of July, we know that because it's a six-month budget. So we know we should be seeing this. The bank think the first week in June. Oh, that's next week, right? First week in June is next week. I think between the 1st and the 15th, we could possibly see this and be activated. But regardless of when, it's time and it's getting there. And if it's not by Friday, what are you supposed to do? Go buy some more. Because we're definitely getting down to the last opportunity to do this. So if I were you, I'd go buy some more. So in the meantime, in between time, you know, if we hear anything good, we'll tweet it out. Ray will put it in the form. And if we ever have to do a call, we will do a call. But if not, I'll see you guys on Friday. Great?
Okay. That said it all. Take care, everyone. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire. clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able. Oh, I believe I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. We are out of here. Enjoy your hump day Wednesday.